Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Sheila White, your host for this episode. My guests this evening are two leaders of the Carl Sterner Arts Trail in Easton, Pennsylvania, along with two new friends who shared an arts discovery on this adventure. Since we can't take the trail into the studios, for this episode, I took the studio to the trail on a cool and sunny autumn afternoon. The trail, which is within walking distance of both Lafayette College and the downtown area, follows the historic Bushkill Creek. Through the placement of artwork in a transcendent natural setting, the arts trail seeks to stir the public imagination and sense of possibility. The trail is named for Easton sculptor Carl Sterner, who spent 25 years as a mentor ushering aspiring artists to Easton. The Carl Sterner Arts Trail is dedicated to advancing civic dialogue and infusing the community with creative capital so as to bolster economic revitalization and foster civic and cultural pride. I'm sitting here with Rachel Hogan Carr, the executive director of the Nurture Nature Center in Easton, Pennsylvania. But do you have an arts background, Rachel?
I am earning an arts background on this job, working with the wonderful people here at Nurture Nature Center. My background is actually in writing and community organizing, initially, with a history degree from Moravian College was my original orientation.
So where does the art come from for you?
Art is a mechanism for bringing people together, and that is part of the community organizer in me, is wanting to ground people in the community where they are. And when we began Nurture Nature Center in 2007, we were very interested in earth science issues and flooding as our core topic. But as we grew as an organization, it became clear to really engage people in learning about these issues that art was a critical component. And Carrie Maxfield, our art director here at Nurture Nature Center, has been incredibly influential in teaching us and so many of us here at Nurture Nature Center about the value art has in bringing people together to discuss issues like science, environment, and community planning.
It's such a treasure to have locally. And that connection then, your passion with community organizing and your awareness of the value of art to bring people together is probably what brought you to the Carl Sterner Arts Trail.
The relationship between Nurture Nature Center and the Carl Sterner Arts Trail is as natural as anything, because the Carl Sterner Arts Trail is very much about connecting people to art and environment through in motion. And Nurture Nature Center is very much about connecting people through art and environment to where they live. And so here at Nurture Nature Center, as an urban science-based community center, we like to think of the Carl Sterner Arts Trail as our outdoor area for exploration. So we can bring visitors here and do education and hands-on programming on the trail here in the heart of an urban downtown and be continuing our mission in partnership with Carl Sterner Arts Trail.
Well, I also mapped it from this office,
at least
to the 13th Street entrance
yes.
of the trail, which one can park very close to the Silk Mill and do some lovely dining and other exploring around that area. It's only 5 miles. By car.
Oh, and yeah. It's much less by foot. I can walk from Nurture Nature Center to the Blue Bridge side of the Carl Sterner Arts Trail in about 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, see, that's perfect.
On foot, yeah.
And tell me more, though, about the environmental part of the Carl Sterner Arts Trail. What if people are visiting it or thinking about visiting it, what could they keep in mind environmentally?
As they go, they'll have two options for exploring the trail. They'll have the main part of the trail, which is paved and is ideal for riding bikes or walking strollers or just walking or running, and recently was the site of a 5K run, for instance. And the trail is really a beautiful natural enclave in the middle of an urban community. It runs alongside the Bushkill Creek, and so it's a really lush habitat. And we at Nurture Nature Center have partnered with the Carl Sterner Arts Trail to host a variety of walks along the trail where people can explore the nature. So we did a bird walk and got to see beautiful birds and had people with binoculars studying the birds that are there. And we've also done a streamside exploration walk where we had someone help us to understand understand the critters that are living in the creek itself, and all of the issues related to water along the creek side there. There's also a component of the trail that's called the Nature Trail. And so if you go off the paved trail, they've created a beautiful natural path that can take you down to the creek, to one of the old dams, and walk around that way. And you have an even more nature-based experience when you go on the Nature Trail part of the pathway.
Is that part somewhat weather-dependent?
Not really. Any experience outside is going to be to some degree weather dependent, but that path is like you would conceive of a path, a nature path that has just not been paved. Mm-hmm. So it's eminently walkable. You wouldn't want to bring a stroller perhaps, but maybe you would if you had one of those rugged ones. But if you are just walking on foot, you're going to do quite well there. Or if you have a bike with slightly more rugged tires, you can take the nature part of the trail very easily. And really for a little bit on that path, you can completely forget you are in the heart of a city. You are hearing birds, you are seeing animals, you're right next to the creek. It's completely shaded and your environment is completely transformed. And to me, whenever I go on a walk on the trail and stop there, I am struck by how profound the opportunity is to escape from an urban environment temporarily, reconnect with nature, and then also be so close to home. For me, that's ideal.
A number of years ago, WDIY contributed some trees along the trail as one of our fundraisers.
That's right.
There have been so many contributions from various organizations, and one just needs to look at the board of advisors for the trail and to see how many layers of expertise are involved, from city planners to lawyers and designers and, you know, artisans. It's just this incredible mix of people.
It is. And everyone on the Board of Governance is drawn together by an absolute love of this community that we're in and the opportunity to create a place where people can gather right in the community, be close to nature, and explore art in a hands-on way during recreation and during reflection time. It's so exciting to be a part of creating something like this that people are watching from far and near.
But one thing that I noticed on the trail as I've walked it before is that there are pieces that are intended to be there for a very long time. And
yes.
Other pieces like the Young Master's art wall. There's flags that were installed this summer. And knowing that the elements are probably going to deteriorate those as well. Is it intentional that some pieces, not just the children's wall, but, you know, other places are left up to the elements to see decay? Or
there are lots of opportunities on the trail and places where there have been installations that are absolutely known to be temporary and transient and to cause the people who are walking along the trail to reflect, stop for a minute, think about where they are, and move on. And as you say, there's some incredible immutable structure and sculpture that's on the trail that will be there for a very long time, and that would be part of history. And then there are these pieces that are more ephemeral, and that keep it alive and keep it moving over time so that it's a different experience every time you go back, much like the river is never the same twice and the creek is never the same twice. When you go to the trail, you'll have a different experience every time.
Well, what's also neat about some of those more established pieces is that when one is familiar with some of the artists,
yes,
they have particular signatures that are undeniable.
That's right, that's right.
There's a Steve Tobin.
Right,
you got that right there.
That's right.
So it's really nice to be able to see some of our local artistic signatures as well as some others that are perhaps more unfamiliar to us, that it opens our eyes to other artists from outside the community. So it's a lovely blend. One more question for you, Rachel. What do you see is in the near and distant future? Oh, so maybe that's two questions for you. You said it was just a 5K walk-run?
Walk-run, both.
Was that to raise money for maintenance, for future programs? Or?
Yes, it was a successful fundraiser for the trail, actually, and also was another opportunity for the community to come together and have an experience together with the trail and celebrate it and run past art and have a really great time together, too.
Yeah, there's something about a shared experience.
That's right.
That really builds that ownership.
People are organizing an interesting winter solstice walk on the trail, for instance, and that was brought by people who used the trail and thought this would be a really great thing to do. So the users are going to help shape what the future of it is alongside the board and all of the people who have put in time and effort to support it.
Yeah, I've seen lots of news programs lately, Movies on the Trail, next to the
That's
movies
right.
by the Silk Mill.
And, That's right.
I mean, the walkability is really what I believe makes so many partnerships possible.
Yes, it's a very accessible trail for people to come and use. It's not too long, it's not too hard, but you can make it part of a rigorous exercise routine. It will connect you from an urban area out to the more suburban and rural areas of our community.
So maybe the long term is a steady growth.
Yes, I think we can expect steady growth and increased impact of the presence of the trail in the community.
It's wonderful that you're here to guide us.
Well, it's a great thing. This is fun, and the Carl Stern Arts Trail is one of my favorite topics, so happy to help.
After my chat with Rachel, I had some time to explore the new pieces recently installed on the east side of the trail. Luckily, I came across a father and his young son enjoying time together near the pieces I wanted to see. Here's Brian encouraging his son Ethan to share his perspective on the trail.
Tell her what you like about the trail.
Well, it's actually very beautiful.
Really? What do you like the most?
All of the trees and stuff. They look pretty nice.
Yeah? What about the creek here? What do you think?
I think it's very beautiful.
What? What makes that beautiful?
Well, like, it's, like, kind of, like, slow water, and, like, it's, like, very clean, no, like, garbage in it or anything.
Yeah, it's nice that there isn't any pollution. What about these weird things that are not natural?
I actually like them, too.
Why?
Because they're, like, they look, like, cool and stuff.
Yeah? What makes the two pieces different from each other? Let's say you're describing
that they have different, like, linings.
Cool. How would you describe the one on this side to someone who can't see?
The right?
See
it?
What does it look like? I can see somebody who's never seen it.
It looks like a finish line.
Oh, like a race?
Yeah, because I've been at that and they put up a little tie there.
That is a really cool way to think of that. I like that. How many years have you been coming to the trail with this little type?
A couple of years now, yeah. I live nearby, so it's easy to walk to, which is really nice.
Yeah?
And I run along here all the time, and it's just nice scenery, really nice scenery. I like having just the access to the downtown from here, which is nice.
Yeah, so do you come from the downtown to walk up here?
Or? I used to live in the downtown and walked up here, but now I live over in College Hill, and I still walk down here. It's like half a mile from the apartment.
Nice.
So. It's really nice.
Have you seen the new installation piece
up
there?
Yeah.
Have you played with it?
Not yet, no.
Do you wanna?
I could, sure.
So I'm gonna let you borrow my stick. And I want you to see what happens with that stick over there. All right, go the other way. All right, here, give your dad a shot, see what he thinks.
Oh!
Okay.
Wow.
This is cool.
That's kind of cool.
We are going to pause for a short break. When we return, I'll be speaking with Jim Toya, Chair of the Carl Stirner Arts Trail Board of Governors and Director of Community-Based Teaching at Lafayette College. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Sheila White.
Support the programs you love on WDIY by becoming a member today. You'll be helping make possible all of the many choices and real voices that Lehigh Valley Public Radio has to offer. And if you've never given to WDIY, we hope you'll join us with a first-time gift. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org today. Thank you.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Sheila White.
Jim Toya.
Jim Toya. I'm the chairman of the Carl Stirner Arts Trail and the director of community-based teaching at Lafayette College.
When I was walking in the trail, I saw a few projects that I think came from your work of community-based project work.
Yeah.
And there were one that struck me on the more westerly side of the trail, which the chain link fence.
Sure.
Was this an opportunity for Lafayette students to work with the kids in the Easton Public Schools?
Well, actually, the community-based teaching program enlists a number of different high schools from the area, and they come to Lafayette for an advanced art education. So it was actually a chance for them to work with younger and different groups, disparate groups from the area of elementary school kids or church groups or even some nursing homes. So they actually found places to go and bring these tabs where students or elderly people could write down what their wish for a better world was.
Yeah, it was very interesting seeing the different varieties, and also when you take a larger look at it, you can see that it was placed on the fence almost like a garland.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was kind of the booming that we're hearing in the background is another one of those crazy projects that Jim Toya puts together. Tell us about what the sound is making back here.
Well, this is a project by Kate Gilmore, who is currently showing in the Grossman Gallery in the Williams Visual Arts Building. And she has constructed a number of cubes that have been beat on by numerous people from different locations. These were constructed here in Easton for her Lafayette exhibition, but she's done a number of these projects throughout New York and up in Maine and around the country.
Seems somewhat cathartic.
I've found many people today getting a lot of their frustrations out. It's been pretty fun to watch.
But what's interesting is you're not only doing the beating of these cubes, or the smashing, if you would, there's also pumpkins, that carving happening at the same time.
Yeah, that was a leftover from last night. We had a pumpkin carving for anyone in the community, and we had some pumpkins left over, so I thought, why not bring the two together?
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's just not put the pumpkins on the cubes and have them smash. That'd be quite
a mess. Yeah, we don't want to play Gallagher here.
Oh, no. All right, let's go back to the Carl Sterner Arts Trail.
Sure.
You're on the board of directors, or is it the Board of Governors?
Board of Governance.
Board of Governors.
Yeah.
Why is it called a Board of Governance instead of a Board of Directors?
Well, we're a nonprofit, and we were loosely formed initially and invited by the City of Easton to form. So it's the organization doesn't necessarily have the formality of a board of directors. It's more of a number of volunteers coming together to help guide the trail towards what the community thinks is best for bringing art to Easton.
So who is the fiduciary responsible organization for this?
We are. The Carl Sterner Arts Trail is. We became a 501(c) in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 5 years in the making.
Yeah,
and
those are not easy to get.
They're not. They're not. And you know, it's been a labor of love for many, many people. We have probably 40 volunteers who are active in helping us put together events on the trail, and then a core group of about 11. Board of Governance people who are from many different facets throughout the community. Lafayette College, the mayor's office, Public Works, community members from downtown West Ward, College Hill. So we try to pull together a dispersed group of people whose interests come from a wide range.
Well, let's talk about its foundation. How did this start?
Well, it started about 11 years ago when Lafayette, actually it's even longer ago than that. Originally, the college and the city got a $9 million grant through the state to enrich this part of Easton, which is the North 3rd Street, Bushkill Creek Corridor. And that was divided into three groups, $3 million for enhancing North 3rd Street and helping us demo what needed to be demoed of the Williams Digital Arts Building so that Lafayette could rebuild that. And then cleaning up Bushkill Creek all the way through the Carl Sterner Arts Trail to make that a trail for the public. And then the initial cleanup of the Silk Mill. Mm. So that initiated this whole move forward. The idea of Silk would become a live-work space for many people and to create an opportunity to move from Silk all the way through along the Bushkill Creek to North 3rd Street that could then feed downtown Easton.
Nice.
So it was an idea of cleaning up the area and making it more pedestrian friendly. And then after that was initiated, Richard McAteer, who is kind of a city father, he saw the opportunity to turn that walking trail into an arts trail, and he proposed that to the mayor, and the mayor said, I think that's a great idea.
Which mayor was this?
This was Panto. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it was Phil Mittman.
And it's interesting that part of the governance is, when you were talking about various levels of expertise or areas of expertise that come in, I can only imagine that there are some environmental scientists who are also very interested in the structure of the trail, because you're next to flowing water. That's going to shift things.
Absolutely.
It's naturally going to happen. Yeah. What's going to happen to those art pieces if things get dangerous?
Well, all the art pieces are well above the floodplain. There's none that are in the floodplain. And as you know, the river bank is relatively steep throughout most of the trail. So I don't think we're in much fear of any pieces getting washed away.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
And they're pretty sturdily implanted.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Public art, you need to make sure that you're creating a situation where these pieces aren't going to jeopardize the safety of the public. So mm-hmm. If it's a large scale piece, it needs to be bolted down. Mm-hmm. It has to be, sustainable material or things that aren't going to harm the environment. So we adhere to all those necessities. Mm-hmm. We're very sensitive to them. But back to scientists from the area, I'm sure Rachel spoke to you about, the different people and programs that have gone on the trail.
Well, in my research, I was finding movies on the trail that are an extension of movies at the Silk Mill, or there was a 5K fundraiser just mm-hmm. a couple last weekend, maybe, or two weekends ago.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's just this organic growth of, oh, maybe we could do that here.
Yeah.
And then a little of that, I believe, just it comes from people experiencing it and then just letting the ideas take shape. And not trying to force the ideas on people. It's doing things together.
I think it's very, very, very important to allow new programs and new projects evolve slowly and organically, especially if it's public space, which this is. We have to be aware of and address the ideas and the desires of the public as much as we can. And you don't want to try to establish some rigid structure that won't allow that to happen. It just works against you if you do. We're involved in civic engagement. We want to make sure that we are thinking about the environment. We're thinking about the health of the public and creating opportunities for people to find refuge and reflection, as well as enlightenment through any number of opportunities, be it a performance piece being done on the trail or the musical path or Sam Van Aken's 40 Fruit Tree.
Tell me if the trail is a former rail line.
It is, part of it. Yeah, not the whole thing. Part of the trail was Easton Cemetery property.
Yeah. Aside from the programming,
what do you see visually evolving over time?
Well, certain things are in place right now that will come into play that are river-oriented. One, the dams are going to be coming down on the river, which will make and all the way down to here. So it'll be a free-flowing stream right where we are now. Mm-hmm. The last dam before the Delaware River is just upstream from us right now by about 150 yards at the most. And that dam's coming down. The dam further upstream, two more dams further upstream are coming down, and the one near Binney and Smith is coming down. So four dams will be coming down. That'll create a free flow stream for a long way, which will do a number of things. One, it allows for native fish to spawn further upstream, which is very important. It'll also increase the oxygenation in the water, so it'll promote a healthier river. It won't allow it to get as warm in the summer as it often did in the past. And it also helps to mitigate flood,
yes,
because the dams aren't holding water back and then potentially busting or allowing major amounts of water to flow. There's going to be a pedestrian bridge that goes from closer to the 13th Street side over to Silk. That's going to create more flow between both sides of the trail. So now people from Silk don't have to go out to 13th Street to walk, come back around.
And that's not a very comfortable walk.
It's not. It's not. I mean, hopefully that'll change over time. But and we're also looking at fixing the rail bed that of the train trestle that goes back over to Bushkill Drive, where the Eastern Iron and Metal property is. There's a right of way there that comes all the way back down to IAS, so it creates a nice looping flow for pedestrians that they won't have to cross a road anymore to have like a 5K type run.
Well, Jim, thanks for your time. To learn more about the Carl Stirner Arts Trail, please visit their website, carlstirnerartstrail.org. Links to their website, to hear this episode again, and other episodes of Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and other local programming, visit our website, wdiy.org. My name is Sheila White.